Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio and later in the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this July 28, 2018. This is lesson 259, chapter 55, entitled Not Without Worship, part 3. Our opening song is a scripture song for our theme, from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, with a Spanish rendition.
For seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mas buscar primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, y todas estas cosas os serán añadidas.
If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, Babula.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. We thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for the spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins and our griefs and our Christ experience. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong or that I've known. Let us be able to also keep on being faithful unto thee no matter where we are, no matter what we do. Let us be able to also keep on being thankful unto thee. Let us remember what is true and what is false, what is right from wrong. Let us be able to also keep on showing in others who you are and what they must do to be rescued and be saved. Let us be able to also keep in mind that you're always there to help us no matter what troubles lie ahead of us. Let us be able to also keep on giving praises unto you no matter where we are, no matter where we go. And also you shield us from this hot weather and also if there are any other days, no matter what weather there are, we pray that you may be able to help us pass through them. We thank you for having us all be able to have another blessed study. Let us be able to keep on remembering everything that we learned and keep it in our hearts and our minds. We love you, Lord God. We look forward to being in the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12 from the King James Version, and it reads, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, Not Without Worship, in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babola.
John chapter 1:13, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
I thank my God always on your behalf for the great grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ.
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, King James Version. I am
crucified.
Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
2 Corinthians 5:20. Now when we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ. Said, be reconciled with God.
Amen. Welcome to all the family that are just joining us. Today we will cover pages 509 through 510. We are Desire of Ages, page 509. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 509. The government under which Jesus lived was corrupt and oppressive. Every hand were crying abuses, extortion, intolerance, and grinding cruelty. Yet the Savior attempted no civil reforms. He attacked no national abuses, nor condemned the national enemies. And continuing on the next slide. He did not interfere with the authority or administration of those in power. He who was our example kept aloof from earthly governments. Not because he was indifferent to the woes of men, but because the remedy did not lie in merely human and external measures. To be efficient, the cure must reach men individually and must regenerate the heart. Desire of Ages, page 509, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, or even our guests, how was the government under which Jesus lived? And was the Savior indifferent to the woes of man by not attempting to reform the authority or administration of those in power? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer was, it was corrupt and oppressive. On every hand were crying abuses, extortion, intolerance, and grinding cruelty. And no, because the remedy did not lie in merely human and external measures, to be efficient, the cure must reach men individually and must regenerate the heart.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Jeremiah. In the CD, Desire of Ages, volume 1, Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14 from the King James Version.
Shall he call upon me, and he shall go and bring to me. not by the decisions of courts or councils or legislative assemblies, not by the patronage, I don't know what that is, of worldly great men, is the kingdom of Christ established by the implanting of Christ's nature in humanity through the work of the Holy Spirit. Many as received him to them gave his power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Here is the only power that can work the uplifting of mankind, and the human agency for the accomplishment of this work is the teaching and practicing of the Word of God.
Amen. And that word, patronage, is the power to control appointments to office or the right to privileges. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What is in the kingdom of Christ established by? Is it established by the implanting of Christ's nature in humanity through the work of the Holy Spirit? If you know the answer to the question, babala.
The answer is, not by the decisions of courts or councils or legislative assemblies, not by the patronage of great men, and yes, the only power that can work the uplifting of mankind for the accomplishments of this word is the teaching and the practicing of the Word of God. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 510. When the Apostle Paul began his ministry in Corinth, that populous, wealthy, and wicked city, polluted by the nameless vices of heathenism, he said, "I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2:2. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 510. Sabbath blessing, everyone. Writing afterward to some of those who had been corrupted by their foolish sin, he could say, "For ye are washed, for ye are sanctified, for ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our Lord, our God, I thank my God always in our behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11 and 1 and 4. Desire Ages, page 510, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did the Apostle Paul say in Corinth, that populous, wealthy, and wicked city, polluted by the nameless vice of hedonism, when his ministry began? And what could he say, writing afterwards, to those who had been corrupted by the foulest sin? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, he said, "I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God."
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this is a scripture song, also from the Desire of All Nations CD, Volume 3. It's located in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 10 from the King James Version.
Shall not be irritated in the kingdom of God.
Now, as in Christ's day, the work of God's kingdom lies, not with those who are
clamoring
for recognized
recognition
and support by earthly rulers and human laws, but who are declaring to the people in his name those spiritual truths that will work in the receivers, the experience of Paul.
I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And they will labor as did Paul for the benefit of men, he said. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Be you reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mummies or daddies, and even our guests, in whom doesn't the work of God's kingdom lie with now, as in Christ's day, and with whom it does lie, if you know the answer to the questions, dear one, Babala?
With those who are
Ignition.
And support by earthly rulers in human law, and with those who are declaring to the people in his name those spiritual truths that will work in the
receivers, the experience.
Amen. Good job. The word populus is a Latin word that means simply people, and clamor, a loud and confused noise, especially that of the people shouting vehemently. So let's learn yet another beautiful scripture song, dear ones, and this one is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. This song is located in the scripture song singers in the section God's Love.
For the love of Christ has strengthened us, because we thus trust. And if one died for all, then we're all dead. And then he died. Should not henceforth live unto ourselves.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Question boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests. And what does Paul experience state in Galatians 2:20? And what then do those that will labor as the...
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And he said, now then he was ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. Be concealed to God.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 from the King James Version. This is also found in Scripture Song Singers, but in the section Prayer.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin and heal their land. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Amen. We have come to the end of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for July 28th. This year has gone fast. Of 2018. I've been having some trouble with my computer, so I fall out. Forgive me. We do all in the name of Jesus is the title today. And whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Colossians 3:17. The Lord requires that every human agent shall do his best, and those that do their best will have the greatest personal satisfaction. They'll be happy with themselves and will bring the greatest satisfaction, happiness, to those who have an interest in them. Boys and girls, do your mamas and daddies have interest in you? Then make them happy by obeying. Youth need to realize that they need a deep experience in the things of God. You need to understand God's word for yourselves. A mere surface work will be of no benefit to them. Don't be satisfied with just listening to the Sabbath school lesson. You need to bring the light of God's word into your heart that you may search it with a lighted candle. You must study God's word for yourselves. When you associate together, that is, when you're around other people, you may be a help and a blessing one to another if you surround yourselves with an influence that is divine. If you love and obey Jesus, you will have an influence that is divine. Others will know that you are a Christian. But there are those who have grave defects. What is a grave defect? Those are bad habits, which are gaining a deeper hold upon them, and which, if not overcome, will drive the Spirit of God out of the heart. You can't have bad habits and be a good Christian. Bible religion is not one influence among others. That is the power we have. Influence is the power we have over other people, other people's minds and actions. Do others do things because you do? That is influence. But Bible religion, influence is supreme. It's number one. pervading and controlling every other influence. Bible religion is to exercise control over life and conduct. Conduct is the way we act and speak. It is not to be like a dash or a little bit of color brushed here and there upon the canvas. A canvas is what an artist paints on, and it represents our character. But its influence is to pervade the whole life. We are to act like Jesus all the time, as though the canvas were dipped in the color until every thread of the fabric or cloth was dyed a deep, fast, and this word doesn't mean quick, it means it won't change color, unfading hue or color. The Lord will give you understanding in all practical or useful Bible truths as you bring them into your life practice. Principles of truth or Bible teachings are to be carried out in your practical experience in everyday matters. Even in the smaller duties of common life, we are to make continual growth in grace, supplied with high motives. A motive is what makes you want to do things. Powerful because they proceed from one who gave his life to furnish or supply us with the incentive or reason to be wholly or completely successful in the formation or development of Christian character. Sons and Daughters of God, page 176.
Amen. And also in paragraph 5, wherever the religion of Christ works, it will brighten and sweeten every detail of life with more than an earthly joy and a higher than earthly peace. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Praise God that the internet hold up and you were clear. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will have part 2 review of chapter 55, Not Without Worship, part 3. That will be August 4th, 2018. I would like to thank all the dear brethren that participated and helping